This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome into Prop Points here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It's Thursday. I'm Nick Whalen, joined as always by my good pal, Jeff Erickson. Got a lot of soccer coming your way over the next hour here on VSiN. A big Team USA win last night. USA on to the round of 16. We're going to have Will Gavin joining the show to talk about today's slate, what we saw last night, what we can expect in what should be a thrilling USA-Belgium game early next week. We continue to have drama all over the National Basketball Association as we wait for LeBron James to see where he will play next season. In the meantime, Jaylen Brown has a new home, so we'll give a full reaction to that. And of course, we will play a game of play it or pass it, looking at some baseball props, looking at some World Cup picks for today. If you like our show, even if you don't like it, go check us out in podcast form. You can find the Prop Points podcast. You can find all VSiN programming in podcast form on Apple, on Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Jeff, we got to start with Team USA. There are not many things that would bump this insane Jaylen Brown trade off of the A block for us, but Team USA onto the round of 16. They win what was a great game last night against Bosnia Herzegovina, despite a very controversial red card. This is Team USA's first World Cup knockout win since 2002. We got to start with the red card, though. A lot to unpack here. My understanding, Jeff, is this is not like the NBA where you could get a flagrant and then between games, you know, they'll review it. They can upgrade it. They can downgrade it. Is there any hope of that happening before the round of 16?
No, there is no hope. They can't review it. That's one of the real takeaways that I saw. I did some digging in last night. FIFA being FIFA, they can hand wave things certain times beforehand, but once it's been issued, don't really think you can do that. You know, there was the way they were able to bring in Cristiano Ronaldo, who might have had a suspension forthcoming at the start of the tournament one year. They were able to do that, but once the tournament started, you can't really get away from that there. No. So, unfortunately, the call is the call. I don't think it was proper to use VAR that way, but it also, we like to say, you know, a lot of the argument was, hey, clearly didn't intend to have that sort of foul. Intent's not really part of the picture. He came across the cap. It was a bad foul. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
It was a foul. It was a bad foul. I thought it merited a caution, but it was from behind. It came down the calf. It's the type of play that injures players. The fact that it hasn't been called consistently gives the U.S. a little bit of a, an argument here, gives Balogun a point, but you know, once you start breaking it down in the slow-mo, it looks a lot worse than it is, too. And I think that's one of the real problems with this whole process there. It's what it is. It's terrible for the U.S. Taking away the guy at the top, taking away a legitimate striker. Ricardo Pepi has not been nearly as good. We saw that in the Turkey A game, albeit with less support setting him up. But it's a massive loss for Team USA. Let's be clear about that. It's going to really hurt against Belgium. The U.S. still has a lot of firepower in the midfield. They have the advantage of youth over Belgium, but this is going to hurt a lot.
Yeah, it did remind me of some of those like landing zone fouls that we were seeing over and over in the NBA playoffs, yeah, where the shooter goes up and it's like, okay, did he intentionally slide under him or not? Like, you have to call something, but how much intent really was there? I think most people that I've seen side on the fact of, yes, it should have been a penalty. It should not have been a red card. He should not be suspended for the round of 16. But like you said, it is what it is. Team USA has to press on. U.S. is still favored, Jeff, even without Balogun. Minus 130 is our price right now at DraftKings. That round of 16 game against Belgium, coming up on Monday. So what do we see in terms of a change in style of play, if any? Like you said, it's a really tough player to replace. You know, where does Team USA lean more heavily? What changes from what we've seen so far in the tournament to how they have to compensate?
Well, the thing is, the competition level is a step up in class too. We were heavy favorites over Bosnia, and that's not going to be the case necessarily against Belgium. Belgium has, knocked us out in Brazil. That's a little bit of history there. That was the Tim Howard stand on his head game. where he made so many saves, set a World Cup record for number of saves. U.S. still was alive. That game went to extra time, if you recall. There was plenty of chances there. USA is a modest favorite right now. If you look at the DraftKings Sportsbook, minus 130 versus Belgium plus 105. If this were being played anywhere but the U.S. and Seattle specifically, Seattle is a fortress. It's going to be a great place for the U.S. to play. The Australia game was being played there. The rich soccer history, their fan base is crazy there. That's going to help. But, you know, Belgium's, you know, tried and tested. They haven't, their golden generation is a little of an older generation now. It's a golden slash gray generation, but they're still dangerous, dangerous opponent here.
Well, plenty more World Cup talk coming your way as the show rolls along. We'll have some World Cup picks in Play It or Pass It next segment. We're going to have Will Gavin joining the show later with all of his plays for today's slate. But folks, do you want to bet smarter? Then you need RotoWire. Our brand new smart money tool shows you exactly where sharp action is moving in every market, so you're always on the right side of the line. And that's just the start. RotoWire's award-winning staff gives you rankings, projections, real-time injury updates, data-driven insights across every sport, every single day, whether you're handicapping games, crushing your fantasy leagues, or both. RotoWire has you covered. Head to rotowire.com right now. Use our promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N. Put that in at checkout. It'll get you 15% off any RotoWire product. That's rotowire.com, promo code V-S-I-N. Jeff, we had Jaylen Brown officially moved last night. This was one of the more out-of-nowhere, shocking, surprising, how was that the return type of trades that I can remember. We've seen significant movement in the betting market, specifically for the Sixers. And we'll talk about the relative lack of movement for the Celtics as well. But the Sixers were hanging around 100-1 to win the NBA title prior to this deal, now down to 22-1. And look, Jeff, not only did the Sixers' NBA championship odds make a big leap, and rightfully so, so did their odds to land LeBron James. Philly has now entered this mix. They're 7-1. Meanwhile, we've seen the Cavs surpass the Golden State Warriors as the betting favorites to land LeBron. This is a little bit secondary to the trade. Narrative-wise, it would be a tough one, I think. You know, maybe LeBron just loves the city of Philadelphia. I'd have to look into what the golf course situation is around Philly, what the indoor golf situation is in the winter. But this would be 100% chasing a ring if he's teaming up with now Embiid, Maxey, Edgecombe, and Jaylen Brown. But, Jeff, I do not understand this trade from the Celtics' perspective. I am yet to see an explanation that fully makes sense. I know Jaylen Brown makes a ton of money. He's probably a little bit overpaid relative to his true impact. Maybe that was a directive. You know, Celtics do have new ownership in place. But Paul George, as the centerpiece of this trade, Paul George himself has 2 years, over 110 mil left on his deal. He has a player option 2 seasons from now. He's missed 80-plus games over the last 2 years. Again, Jaylen Brown probably a little bit overvalued coming off of last season without Jason Tatum. He's difficult to deal with, but man, we see teams put up with a whole lot worse than Jaylen Brown every single season. And I think when you compare this, especially to what Kawhi Leonard went for, going from the Clippers to the Toronto Raptors, that was a significantly better package. I think you're getting better younger players. You're getting more picks in the Kawhi package. He's 6 years older. He is way more injury prone than Jaylen Brown.
For sure. And, you know, I saw a lot of this being pitched as the ultimate analytics trade, the advanced analytics trade here, because Jaylen Brown is often considered overrated compared to the public perception of Jaylen Brown. If you look at even the advanced metrics, and Paul George underrated. But of course, the injury part of that there is hard to detach. The history part of that is hard to detach with Paul George. The fact that his trade has launched the Pacers and the Thunder in terms of what happened in their respective trades, that the fact that both of those trades, you know, really launched the rebuild of both of those teams. You could argue that, you know, that it's hard to view Paul George fairly as far as that goes, but yes, I get all that there. I'm not surprised that Jaylen Brown got dealt. I'm not even surprised at the speed at which he got dealt. I think after the Giannis fiasco there, it's the second time they dangled him out there. It's a situation there where they had to move on. So I'm not surprised this happened. You know, during free agency, you want to have as much flexibility as possible. I get all that. The landing spot shocks me, though. It really shocks me, especially the Sixers just knocked the Celtics out of the playoffs last year, too. Paul George played a part of that, for that matter, too. So all of that is shot. That part is surprising. even those draft picks aren't worth that much. Alex Bruth and I were talking on the RotoWire SiriusXM Fantasy show today about that. They got two first round picks from the Sixers, but they're going to be late picks. They're not going to be that great. Stevens isn't a dummy. He's pretty good at franchise building. I get all of that there, but it's a tough sell to be sure. I thought that the Eastern Conference odds, the reflection of that is interesting too. Right now the Sixers are now the third favorite. You know, the Knicks are still favored to come out of the East, barely over the Celtics, but it's a narrow gap. There's like, you know, six teams that are now 10-1 they win the East, or 10-1 or better.
The Brad Stevens point is a good one, Jeff, because I think everyone trusts Brad Stevens, right? He's earned that reputation. It's like, this is the type of trade you've come to expect from like the Kings or the Pelicans. You know, that's what makes it almost more confusing. It's like, okay, what does Brad Stevens know that we don't know? Because he's not one of these guys who would make a trade that seems so lopsided on paper. And maybe it'll turn out to be a good deal for Boston. You know, Celtics still have better odds right now to win the Eastern Conference than the Sixers, +425 compared to +750. But look, I think this is a godsend for Philadelphia. You are pot committed to this Joel Embiid contract. You're not going to be able to move it. You're going to have to live with him missing games, but it is what it is. And there was really no other path other than we got to try to make it work. You know, we have Tyrese Maxey, we have BJ Edgecombe. Now it's just, okay, how many games can we get out of Embiid? How far can we advance if he's missing time in the playoffs? Like, say what you will about Jaylen Brown, and I think he's been dragged through the mud, perhaps rightfully so, off the court wise over these last few months. The dude doesn't miss games, you know, and I think that's something that the Sixers need. It certainly raises their ceiling. I think it raises their floor going forward as well. More prop points coming up when we return. We're going to play some play it or pass it. We'll look at some World Cup plays. We'll look at some baseball plays for the Thursday card. You're watching VSiN. We'll be right back. Let me get your attention real quick, podcast listeners. I've got something for you that feels almost too good to be true. First, we got to give credit where credit is due. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already leveling up your betting game. You're riding along with our best bets and our top angles. And when there's a good game on, you're probably getting involved with a few props and alt markets too. But there's one more layer if you really want to step things up, and that's VSiN Pro. Yeah, I've mentioned it before, but things are only getting better for our VSiN Pro subscribers. We just rolled out our MLB prop projections, breaking down some of the best edges across strikeouts, hits, home runs, and more. And that's on top of everything else pro subscribers already get, including public betting splits, expert picks, and betting guides across the sports calendar. If you haven't tried it yet, stop sleeping on it. You can get your first month for just $9.99, or better yet, save big with promo code POD26, that's POD26, on an annual subscription. Hit the link in the description and start cashing in with VSiN Pro. All right, now back to the show.
Watching Prop Points on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back into Prop Points here on the Sports Betting Network. Nick Whale and Jeff Erickson here with you from rotowire.com. We welcome in those listening along on SiriusXM channel 158, and of course to those streaming with us on YouTube TV. It's time for one of our favorite segments that we play here on this show. It is called Play It or Pass It.
Smart play or stay away. This is Play It or Pass It.
Little game of Play It or Pass It on the Thursday edition of Prop Points. We're going to mix in some MLB player props for the Thursday slate. We'll get to some World Cup plays as well. But Jeff, we'll start on the baseball side of things. Jacob Mizorowski is on the hill. That means we have to talk about a Miz prop. And we're looking at the strikeouts, Jeff. Believe it or not, 9.5 is our number. Even money to go over 9.5. And I will caution you, he's gone under this number in 4 of his last 5 starts. But Jacob Mizorowski to record at least 10 Ks tonight. Play it or pass it.
I feel like Michael Cohen is like that Twitter GIF. That's bait. When it comes to Miz strikeout props, because I can't help but talk about it every time he starts. First check on any Miz game is his K prop, and it's high. It's 9.5. That's just such a huge number. Think about that. You never see that as a K prop in a game. He's hit it all but once in his home starts, in his last 6 home starts. Alas, that once was his last start out against the Cubs. You know, this is an ideal setup. The Reds strike out a ton. 27.9% K percentage the last 14 days, 26% over the last 30. Miz strikes out more at home than he does on the road. But here's a sneaky little factor. The Brewers don't have an all-star, don't have a day off until the all-star break, including a doubleheader next Tuesday against the Cardinals, of which Mizorowski will be part of that doubleheader. He's scheduled to be one of the two pitchers in that. They had been going with a six-man rotation, gave him the extra day. He doesn't get the extra day, though, for his next start. The Brewers, they've been like putting the Reds in a torture chamber. I think they're going to get a lead on the Reds again. And if they do, they might take it, just go a little shorter. Maybe it's a six-inning outing for the Miz this week there. So with regrets, I'm going to pass it. It's a good number. It's just, it's really tight. I don't think I can bet it because it's such a high number given the circumstances.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Three wins, three run line covers for the Milwaukee Brewers so far. Game four of that series, not tonight, by the way, starts up in less than an hour, one of our afternoon games. Let's move on and take a look at Kyle Stowers, Jeff. Play it or pass it. Kyle Stowers to record an RBI today. This is plus 102.
All right. A, it's Coors Field. B, it's Michael Lorenzen. Do I need to say more? Stowers has not had a good season. 34 RBI in 63 games. However, he's had 14 in the last 21 days. He's hitting a lot better recently. He's on fire. He's in a good setup there. Michael Lorenzen's on the mound. He had the 6.83 ERA overall for the season. If you look at home road splits, obviously any Rockies pitcher, you're going to look at that even more at home. So sure enough, 8.20 ERA, 2.04 WHIP at home. Yeah, play all your Marlins. Find your favorite Marlins hitting prop and go for it there. You're getting plus money on this RBI prop? Sure, play it.
I have a feeling we might have some more plays from this game, specifically on the Marlins side, when we get to our best bets of the night. Let's take a look at another pitching prop, Jeff. Framber Valdez and the Tigers on the road tonight in Texas. Valdez under 2.5 earned runs. This is minus 145. Play it or pass it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because at first glance, you're like, Framber Valdez? He hasn't been very good this year. He has not strung together three good starts this season. It's always like one or two good ones, then a blow up. He gave up 4 earned runs last time out, as a matter of fact. Far better stats on the road than at home. And that's key to this equation here, too, because not only is it on the road, it's in Globe Life Field. And Globe Life Field, according to Baseball Savant over the last 3 years, is the second toughest hitting park in baseball. It's one of those places there where, you know, home runs go to die. It's sneaky, and it's right up there with Oracle Park, right up there with T-Mobile Park in terms of hitters, hitters really suffering there. So I'm banking on that a little bit. The Rangers are without Corey Seager again on the IL with back issues again, without Wyatt Langford. That's also a pretty big part of that there against the lefty. The Langford part is really especially important there. The minus 145 price is nice. If you look now, I've been looking around and you're not finding that price anymore. It's a lot worse. It's more like minus 175. But if you could lock it in and you find that minus 145, I think I take the under. I would play it.
We'll continue play it or pass it with some World Cup props in just a moment. But folks, we got $30 million in guaranteed prizes on the line. Cash in this football season in Las Vegas with 3 Circus Sports contests. Entries starting at $1,000, all coming with no rake. That means every dollar stays in the prize pool. You got Circa Million, 18 weeks, 128 different ways you can win. Circa Survivor, you pick one winner each week. Last one standing takes the pot. And Circa Grandissimo, it's back for a third season. It's for the high rollers. $100,000 entry version of Circa Survivor. Enter these contests in Nevada. Play from anywhere. $30 million guaranteed this season. Visit circusports.com for all of the details. Play it or pass it here on the Thursday edition of Prop Points. You're watching VSiN. I'm Nick Whalen. He's Jeff Erickson. Jeff, we do not have a World Cup game in progress. 3 p.m. Eastern is our first game of the day. That is Spain and Austria. Spain, a heavy, heavy favorite to advance to the round of 16. We're going to go to the total here. So I'm going to give you the under 2.5 goals plus 120. Play it or pass it.
Yeah, this line courtesy of Kyle Bond, who joined us yesterday on the show, he got it at minus 105. Now it's up to plus 120. Interesting because Spain, first of all, hasn't allowed a goal the entire tournament. One of the favorites in the tournament, obviously, there. Their offense hasn't been rolling, but their defense is really on point. Other than the Saudi Arabia game, they've been a little disappointing scoring-wise, and that's in part because of health. And the health is a big part of this picture for today's game as well. We're not going to likely see Nico Williams or Yeremy Pino be able to start for Spain on the wings. They're going to be pretty thin there. Laval has not been 100%. They're going to be leaning heavily on him. There's no history between these two teams to kind of lean on, unfortunately. They haven't played each other since 2009. Meanwhile, Austria, you think, okay, they're kind of a high-scoring team. They went 3-3 in their last game. But they falter when they step up in class. Argentina shut them out in group play. You look at some of like their qualifying play. When they play the better teams, they also struggle a little bit as well. I think we can say that about a lot of teams. Point is, I'm going to play this one here. I think Austria is going to struggle to score. They might get shut out. I'd kind of dig into those props a little bit. We're playing the under 2.5 total goals, plus 120. We're going to play it.
Second game of the day is Portugal-Croatia. That's a 7 p.m. Eastern start up in Toronto. Portugal settled in a little bit after a bit of a shaky start. They're minus 330 to win this game. But we are looking, Jeff, for our purposes, at both teams to put at least one goal on the board. So both teams to score minus 145, play it or pass it.
Yeah, I struggled with this one a little bit here because I'm very comfortable with the idea of Portugal scoring. I know they had the turgid result against Colombia. Colombia is a really good team, a really good defensive team. Croatia is not as good defensively. I think that they're going to concede at least one goal, probably two. I'm struggling to decide if Croatia is going to score in this game. I think it's going to probably end up being a 2-1 game or 2-0. We'll see about that one there. The quality can be there from Croatia. I worry about some of their age, Luka Modric in particular, obviously. Some of their midfielders, you saw that they kind of struggled. But then again, this is such a battle-tested team. They know how to find ways to get through. They're going to create problems for Portugal. I think they're going to score one game. We're going to play it. I wish I had a little bit of a better price on the minus 145, but I will play this.
Final game of the slate on Thursday is Switzerland and Algeria. This game also in Canada, out in Vancouver. So an 11 p.m. Eastern start. Looking at Switzerland here, Jeff, over 1.5 team goals scored, plus 111 over at DraftKings. Are you playing it or are you passing it?
I'm going to play this one as well. And Algeria, at first glance, has been pretty stingy, aside from that bonkers game that finished group play against Austria, where that was 3-3. I think there are some, I wouldn't say shenanigans going on there, but it seemed a little hanky there at the end of the game. They also gave up 3 goals to Argentina. Again, another step up in class team. They might struggle a little bit there. Switzerland has been one of the better sides in this tournament. You know, they didn't get the result in the first game against Qatar, gave up that late equalizer in the heat in San Francisco, but they had something like on the order of like 30 attempts in that game. Only, you know, got through one. They struggled to get through until the second half against Bosnia, and then all of a sudden they scored 3 goals. Similar result against Canada as well. This is a good team. They're one of the better teams, underrated teams in this tournament there. I think they get 2 in this game against Algeria. We'll see if Algeria can keep up. I'll take the over 1.5 team goals at plus 111. I'll play it.
There we have it. Fun game of play it or pass it in the books. We'll have a little bit more soccer talk coming your way in just a moment. We'll Gavin set to join the show. We'll get more baseball plays from Jeff to round things out. Do have one game in action right now in Major League Baseball. That is the Pirates and the Phillies. We had, 16 runs on the board yesterday. 0 runs so far through 2 innings. We're in the top of the 3rd, 1 out. Bases are juiced right now for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So when we come back, we'll tell you if any runs have crossed the plate. We'll have Will Gavin from Talk Sport helping us preview today and tomorrow's World Cup slate. You're watching Prop Points here on VSiN.
Prop Points on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to Prop Points. Joining us now on the Progressive Guest Line is Will Gavin, host of the S Word podcast on Talk Sport. Follow him on Twitter at Will Gavin. Will, thank you so much for joining us today. Congrats on England winning. Congrats on Team USA winning. Fun day yesterday of football in the World Cup. Thank you for joining us again here on Prop Points.
Yeah, it's definitely congrats on the USA winning. We had a lot of fun with that on the show. Our American brethren, that game kicks off at 2 in the morning here in the UK, so I somehow managed to stay up through it. So apologies if I sound a little worse for wear today. But yeah, that was, you know, excellent performance under adversity. England, as you can imagine, in classic British fashion, there's a lot of doom and gloom here in London today and a lot of concern about this upcoming game with Mexico. But I'm feeling positive. Yeah, you've got to be in the dance, got the win. That's the most important thing.
Indeed. Let's talk about the Balogun red card real quick there. Did you think it was merited? Do you think, you know, compared that to some other fouls that have been called in this tournament, what was your reaction to that call?
I don't think it's a red card. I think it's very difficult because the way it's been refereed and the way the VAR has happened is because they've gone and they've seen the slow-mo and they've seen the still and they've seen the point of contact and the way his ankle turns, you're reacting to the outcome rather than the actual foul itself. The foul itself, two players jump up for it. It's a 50-50 ball. You could argue it's a little reckless. You could argue it's a little clumsy. You know, if they gave a foul and a yellow card, I think that would be absolutely fine. But for him to miss the Belgium game because of it, I think is unfair. You know, Pepe did pretty well coming in against Australia. I don't think it prevents me from backing the US for the next game. But, you know, maybe you know, just tightens those odds a little bit. But yeah, not a red for me, not at all.
All right, well, let's talk about England a little bit before we get into some of your plays for today. Obviously, they rally back. They win against the Congo, and they move on to the round of 16. If you look at the odds board, England sitting 8-1 to win the World Cup. But first things first, have to get through Mexico in the next game. And this is a Mexico team that defensively, at least, is playing as well as anybody in the field. So, you know, what does England need to improve upon? How are you feeling about this matchup as it approaches?
Yeah, no goals conceded, 8 scored in their 4 games, and we've heard all those Azteca stats, right? Only 2 losses there in 89 competitive games, you know, 10 World Cup games there with never losing in 90 minutes. It is going to be a huge atmosphere on Sunday. I mean, our guys were in the stadium this past few days, and they said that lightning delay only meant that more tequila was drunk, more beer was drunk, and the atmosphere was even rowdier by the time they got to kick off. So Lord knows what it'll be like when England are in town. But I think if they can handle the altitude, and they've got a lot of training in place for that, and if they can handle the crowd, and these are players that play in front of the biggest crowds in world football, week in, week out, in the Premier League and in the Champions League, then on paper, talent-wise, England are the better team. But I don't know. It's as difficult a test as they could possibly face in this tournament, particularly at the round of 16. And so right now, I'm hedging my bets a little bit. I think a tight game. But I'm still going to back England to win it. I still fancy it by a single goal in 3-2-1, something like that. But yeah, I don't feel hugely brash about making that call. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, England has the biggest rest disadvantage in the tournament, back-to-back short games on short rest at altitude. Yeah, maybe they'll slow the pace down a little bit there as a result of that. Maybe that's maybe one of the adjustments you make as far as that goes. We got Spain versus Austria to kick off things here this afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern time. What sort of pace do we expect in this sort of game? Spain hasn't conceded the entire tournament so far. Might be missing Nico Williams in this one, though.
Yeah, and this has been their big problem for the whole tournament and in all of the build-up as well, is that they just haven't had those hugely talented wingers that unlock other teams. And, you know, if England can't win without Harry Kane, I don't think Spain can win without Lamine Yamal and Nico Williams. Can't go the whole way, that's for sure. I picked Marcus Llorente to get an assist any time in this game. I really like that in terms of, I think, you got plus 4-2-5 on that. Spain to win and under 3.5 goals, because I think that Austria are, you know, Spain had the shock draw to start the tournament with Cape Verde. Still think they're too strong for Austria. Came through that physical test against Uruguay. But Austria, they lack those elite talent. They lack that elite players going forward, but they will be very solid. They'll get players behind the ball, the low block everyone loves to talk about. And so I think Spain 2-3-0 is probably the way to go in this one.
So a little bit later tonight, we will get Portugal and Croatia. Again, Portugal minus 330 to win on the money line. This is a 7 p.m. Eastern start in Toronto. What do you like in this game, Will?
really, really difficult to call. Five of Croatia's last seven World Cup knockout ties have been ties, right? Level after 90 minutes. You go up against Portugal, who are the favourites in this tie, but outside of a 5-0 thumping of Uzbekistan, you know, the White Wolves, they've drawn their other two games against Congo, against Colombia. Not easy opponents by any stretch of the imagination. We're yet to see this world-class midfield come to life. So I just straight up, I know Americans aren't a fan of it. I like the tie in 90 minutes. I like this game to go to extra time. I like it to go to penalties. You can get the tie in 90 minutes at minus 120. What's that American phrase about, like, kissing your sister? Never quite like that one personally, but I think this is one that we see go the distance, and I think it's going to be a really tight affair.
Let's talk about Cristiano Ronaldo for a second here. I know the common opinion is he's hurting Bruno Fernandes. He's hurting some of these world-class midfielders. They're not making all the runs. Obviously, against Uzbekistan, he had an amazing game, but he also had great service in that game, too. You know, you give him, you know, against a real opponent that, you know, can kind of count on him not making the through runs, things of that nature, it really gums up the works. Are you of the opinion that he needs to be playing portions of game, or maybe not even starting at all?
The problem is the relationship with Roberto Martinez is just one where he won't do that. You go back to the Euros 2 years ago and two knockout games against Slovakia and then against France. He played the full 120 minutes in both games, all the way through to the penalty shootout. Both those games ended 0-0. And okay, he ran to the camera and he shouted, "I'm back," after a performance against maybe the worst team in this whole tournament. But it's very difficult to say I don't think he should start, because I just know that's never going to happen. I know what he means to the country, what he means to the footballing nation, what he means to them commercially, what he means to them in terms of the fan base. Like, it's never, ever going to happen. But Roberto Martinez needs to be strong enough, if after 60, 70 minutes this game is level and it's clearly not working going forward, is to throw a Gonzalo Ramos on, to throw somebody who is actually going to maybe make a difference in the game. And it's an aging Croatian team, right? Most of their stars now are well into their 30s, even in their 40s in Modric's case. They're still relying on Ivan Perisic. You know, this is a team who they can get at with some pace, with some youth. And Cristiano Ronaldo just isn't that anymore. Now, I'll say that, and he'll go and score a hat-trick in this game and embarrass me. But I am very much of that opinion that sometimes you need to know when it's time to ride off into the sunset. And I think that's been the case for Ronaldo for a little while, unfortunately.
Will Gavin, host of the S Word podcast on Talk Sport, joining us via the Progressive guest line. Will, you told us you like a tie in 90 minutes between Portugal and Croatia. I'm with you, by the way, on the kissing your sister phrase. Try to avoid that at all costs. Hopefully that's not something you have to run into where you live. But Switzerland, Algeria in the late window tonight. We are not looking for a tie in 90 minutes.
No, I'm going to be working this game later on. And because it's on at 4 a.m. UK time, I'm really not looking for a tie. Maybe what I put forward here is hopeful from me rather than anything else, because I quite like to be able to leave the studio around 6 a.m. Please and thank you. But Switzerland needs to get past their knockout stage, hoodoo. It can't keep going on. And this has to be the right team, the right year, the right moment. I will say, Murray Atkins meant they were very impressive over Bosnia. You know, and Canada as well. I really think that this is a Swiss team who have looked their best they have in a while. And this is a team who have been to quarterfinals, who have been to semifinals of Euros, etc. So I really like them to get past Algeria here. Algeria will be incredibly resolute, but they look very shaky at the back, unfortunately, in that 3-3 draw that we saw to end the group stage. In a game that was supposedly not meant to mean anything, and somehow they're still conceding 3 goals. So I just think Switzerland are going to be too strong for them. I've taken them to win in the 90.
Awesome stuff, Will. Really appreciate you giving us some more of your time. Again, you can find Will as the host of the S Word podcast over on Talk Sports. Check him out on Twitter at Will Gavin. Enjoy the slate, man. I know it's going to be a long night, a long morning for you, but we look forward to checking in with you later in the tournament.
Maybe check in with me around 1 a.m. Eastern and see how I'm feeling. How about that?
Will Gavin, everybody, very generous to give us some of his time. One of the hardest working men in football. It is 1-0 Phillies over the Pirates. Phillies able to get out of that jam in the previous inning. We're in the bottom of the fourth in our only in-progress baseball game. Brewers starting up in about 20 minutes. We'll get Jeff Erickson's full baseball card for the Thursday slate when we come back. Prop Points rolling along here on VSiN.
Prop Points on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Nick Whalen, Jeff Erickson back with you. It's Prop Points here on the sports betting network. Still just one game in action in Major League Baseball. It is still the Philadelphia Phillies leading the Pirates 1-0. We are into the top of the fourth inning. Bryce Harper with an RBI double to put the Phillies on the board. Alan Rangel working on a solid outing. He's through 3 1/3, 3 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks and 4 Ks for Jared Jones on the other side of that game. Jeff, before we get to your official MLB plays for the day, we do have to remind you that 4th of July is coming up. We're bringing back something we rarely do here at VSiN. It's a multi-year VSiN Pro subscription. For 1 week only, get 2 full years of VSiN Pro for just $2.99. That gets you access all the way through July of 2028 at nearly 70% off the regular monthly price. You'll get our NFL season betting guide. You'll get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools. You'll get 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, and every betting guide, every season preview, every VSiN Pro feature that we release over the next 2 years. But don't wait. The special 4th of July offer disappears after July 7th. So take advantage now. Head over to VSiN.com/subscribe. Lock in 2 years of VSiN Pro for just $2.99. VSIN.com/subscribe for all the details. Jeff, this has been a very tough series for the Cincinnati Reds. I know it's been a very tough series for you. However, hedging your fandom has actually worked out pretty well. You're kind of crushing it so far with these Brewers run line plays. I'm curious if we're going back to it today. This game's starting up in about 25 minutes from now at Miller Park. Brewers -199 on the money line. Totals all the way down at 7 for what should be a very fun pitching matchup. Jacob Mazurowski taking on Chase Burns.
Yeah, you know, it's been a solid cope, but I'm going to get out of the coping business today because I can't do that to my guy, Chase Burns. I just can't. I just cannot do that there. It's been tough enough. You don't want to root for against your own team to begin with there. And, you know, at least you could deal with it there, but yes, the Reds are 4-20 now against the NL Central. It's probably a solid play to do the run line again because the money line is still so prohibitive there. But you're going up against Chase Burns, who's really, really good. And he's better on the road than he is at home. 12.6 Ks per nine on the road. The Brewers, they're not a big strikeout team, 21.3% at home. But in the last 30, it's up to 23.7. Chase Burns is hovering right around that 7.5 K prop. But he hits it a lot more often on the road. So I'm going to take the Chase Burns over 7.5 Ks plus 120 at Bet Rivers. I like that bet and might hear it later.
We have a much different pitching matchup in Marlins Rockies. This game is in Denver, 3:10 p.m. Eastern start. Miami, a road favorite, -137. Marlins continue to be red hot. Totals all the way up at 12. Jeff. So, you know, if you're living in a two TV household, you can go Burns and Miz on one TV, Gusto and Lorenzen on the other.
Ryan, no May Gusto is what we're going to say there because he is not a solid pitcher, 5.06 ERA, but 17 home runs allowed last season. So he's kind of filling in as an injury call up right now. The problem is, looking at this total, no Hunter Goodman in the lineup for the Rockies, giving him a full day off. I thought maybe they DH him, but no, he's completely out of the lineup today. Troy Johnston is your DH. Maybe we'll see a pinch hit appearance by Goodman later on. He's been on such a roll lately. I hate taking him out of there. I'm going to look at a couple things. I mean, I think you've got a Marlins play for later. I'm going to play with Xavier Edwards. Had a 9-game hitting streak, ended yesterday there. He didn't start yesterday. He was given a day off, pinch hit in the 9th inning, lined out. So he even gave it a good solid try. He had a 9-game hitting streak before that there. I'm going to take the Xavier Edwards over half a run scored. So basically to score a run, -125 over at DraftKings. Seriously though, find your favorite Marlins prop. It's it's Marlins week here. We'll be talking about them again tomorrow. They're in Sacramento, another launching pad tomorrow. You know, we saw Owen Casey hit a huge home run this week. He's kind of back in the mix. We talked about Kyle Stowers earlier on Play It or Pass It. So go out, find your favorite Marlins prop there. I think, you know, against Mike Lorenzo, that's good. I mean, Lorenzen's got a whip over two at home. You got to play your Marlins here today.
Big time series unfolding in the American League Central. White Sox are on the road in Cleveland, taking on the Guardians as we get into the later slate tonight. Davis Martin, Slade Ciccone is your pitching matchup.
It is. And, you know, there's a conflicting version of events here with Slade Ciccone. First of all, overall numbers are 4-6, 4.18 ERA, 1.36 whip. Pretty mediocre pitcher. But then you kind of dial down and look at what he's done lately. Last 30 days, if you're doing a little selective endpoints, he's been great. One of the best pitchers in June. He had a 1.88 ERA, a 1.08 whip. Kind of looking at the game log on this one here. And, you know, he had a decent road start against the Brewers. That's a tough opponent. But not many strikeouts. One strikeout against the Astros. Four strikeouts against the Mariners. You know, it's not overwhelming stuff. My point here, I don't think Slade Ciccone is all that good. I think he kind of skated by in a little bit of batted ball luck. And I like going and betting against him and getting plus money. It's going to be really hot. The ball should carry over at Progressive Field. It's going to be 98 degrees today in Cleveland. I'm going to take the White Sox team total over 4.5. You know, they've been hitting pretty well, had a good series in Baltimore. Plus 110 over at DK on that White Sox team total.
Man, Jeff Erickson sounds off on Slade Ciccone, fading the Guardians tonight. I want to see the White Sox keep this up, by the way. This has been one of the most fun stories in what has been a pretty underwhelming American League so far this season. Jeff, what do we got in Cardinals Braves? Braves did get off the schneid a little bit last night. It's been a tough stretch for them overall. They'll be taking on Dustin May, sending Hurston Waldrep out to the mound.
Yeah, and even though they got the win, they scored five runs, and that's a high water mark for them in the last 10 games. They scored that over that number just once in one other time. Hurston Waldrep's interesting because I expected decent things out of him this year. He finished his year strong for the Braves last year after the Braves were out of it. Then he got hurt in spring training, so he's been working his way back. I expect this to be a relatively short start for him. He only went two innings in his one relief outing with the big league club. And I think that's going to tax that bullpen a little bit there. That gives the Cardinals a little bit of an advantage to begin with. Dustin May has been a pretty good pitcher for the last 6 weeks or so. Did get his last start scratched, though, with a back injury. But I think the Cardinals have the pitching advantage in this one here. We're getting plus money on the Cardinals, plus 100 over at Circa. On the money line, I'm just going to back the hated Cardinals here. I know you and I share that hatred of that Cardinals devil magic, but hey, we can turn it to our profit. It's kind of like me taking the Brewers run line this week here. It's another cope.
Yeah, the old reverse emotional hedge on the St. Louis Cardinals. Let's go over to Rays Royals. A little bit of a lopsided matchup. We got Ian Seymour. We got Stephen Kolek on the hill. I will tell you, Jeff, we are required to disclose that Junior Caminero is plus 230 tonight to hit a home run.
Yeah, it's not quite in the Schwarber zone. So when you look at Schwarber home run bets, you're looking at like 170, 180 is usually hit that home run line for him. With Caminero, we're still like 230. It's still not a great payout, but you know, might come up on Dinger Friday tomorrow. We'll see. Going up against a pitcher in Stephen Kolek, who had an extended leave from emergency list. But that's what happens anytime a paternity leave lasts longer than 3 days. They have to call it something. You only get 3 days for the paternity leave. It's a weird thing there. Kolek was bombed in his last start. He pitched on a Sunday on the 21st on Mother's Day there. Gave up 9 runs in an inning and 2/3. I know Kauffman Stadium didn't play big yesterday, but for the most part, it has been a launching pad. The wind is blowing out, 13 miles an hour blowing out. It's going to be 91 degrees there. Great hitting conditions for a ballpark where it's been a very good hitter's ballpark for the last 2 weeks. We're going to go Caminero. We'll go with the hits plus runs plus RBI over 2.5. Give us a little hedge if he hits it off the wall this time or something like that. Minus 117 over at DraftKings.
Anything you want to get in quickly, Jeff, for the three late games tonight? Tigers, Rangers, Angels, Mariners, Padres, Dodgers?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Just look at the pitching matchup there for the Dodgers game. Roky Sasaki, which version of him do we get in this game? He gave up 5 walks last time out. So that's something I'm going to be watching for just a little bit there to see, can the Padres break their recent losing streak? Can they actually get a little bit of a bounce back there? I think I'm going to just go ahead and take the walks over 1.5 for Roky Sasaki. It's a tough number at -191, but I think he walks a couple more guys here in this one.
It's about that time, Jeff. Best bets of the night. Where are we going?
I'm going to go Chase Burns over 7.5 Ks +120 at Bet Rivers.
I got to go over to Marlins Rockies. We are taking Liam Hicks, 3+ hits plus runs plus RBI. It's about even money over at DraftKings. You got Michael Lorenzen on the hill. I don't think we have to say anything else about that. Hicks hitting just under 300 against righties this season, 12 homers, 47 RBI, 62 hits in just over 200 at bats. Already hit this in both games of what has been a high scoring series for the Marlins. That's going to wrap the Thursday edition of Prop Points, but don't go anywhere. Stormy JVT Money Moves coming your way next. Talking a little hot dog eating contest as we look forward to July 4th.